Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, guys, welcome in here on a Tuesday as we get ready to make it rain here for the rest of the week. Joe and Ari, Dane Martinez, as we continue day number two here live from New York City as we try and make sense and heads and tails of the day in sports, not only yesterday, but, of course, looking forward to today and the rest of the week. Got a little golf getting ready to go on here this week. Sure. So we'll take a look at that. Also want to take a look at some of the future prices in the NBA, given that that's all going to get blown up here once guys start dropping dominoes here and start signing. So the big question is, and that's what we'll look at, is whether or not there's any value currently on the board prior to guys like Kawhi and Durant and Kyrie, because once those dominoes start falling, whatever value might be available right now, guys, is not going to be there after the free agency period. So definitely want to take a look at that. Of course, the MVP was announced yesterday in the NBA. We had an award show, which is total sketch, if you ask me. I don't understand it. I don't realize why. I don't know. I really don't understand the timing of it. We do have some NFL news as well with Tyreek Hill. It looks like the NFL is finally going to get around to talking to him. So that's good news. Nice. Yeah, that's good news, too. So, you know, the question's got to be asked there. Is there any value with guys like Tyreek Hill still hanging out in the wind there with win totals and things along those lines? So we got a lot to get to here, of course. So we'll take a look at the women's U.S. soccer team, who took care of business yesterday, although not without controversy, right? So that's always fun. And we'll take a look at the soccer plays here moving forward. So it's going to be a lot of fun there, Dane, and you know, it was a pleasure having a chance to come in and see you last night, man. Meet you finally and check out your show live here in the with the Pit of Misery and the guys, and you were killing it last night, and you had some very interesting OJ tweets I see there that you were putting up there. See, and I told you, I warned you this last week when I pointed it out to you. I said, dude, don't look for long. It's kind of like Medusa. Like if you spend too much time looking at it, it'll suck you in, man. It just and that's exactly what it appears to have done to you, my friend. OJ is just sucking you right in, isn't he?
Absolutely. I will admit it. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates out there. Absolutely. I mean, this is the gift that keeps on giving, Joe. I mean, come on. And I mean, honestly, what really struck me, and we said it last week, the dude's first tweet was legitimately about fantasy football and who he should draft in the first round. I mean, it's almost like he was giving me a present. You know what I mean? So I think that's what really started it. And now I'm going crazy a little bit. But yes, and it was great to see you yesterday, Joe, stopping by a little bit right before Fantasy Freestyle. And also, we got to send Venmo Brian that clip that we took, right? The pictures that we took, because I think that they're going to have they can find a way to use that for Make It Rain for sure. We'll keep it as a surprise for the listeners, but we were able to use some good old technology.
Yes, we did. And of course, none of which we had back in the 1990s, but we will check out with Venmo Brian and see how that works. The Yankees did a little something last night, too, that hasn't been done. They went ahead and broke yet another record, a home run record, hit another home run last night. Hicks, I guess that's number 27. 27 games in a row with a home run in a and that game was not nearly as close as the score indicates there, 10-8. They got a late, I think, eighth inning or ninth inning home grand slam, which congratulations, but really, wasn't even
Did
that
close. Did you see the ball
close.
Stanton hit there last night?
Yeah, that he was – they're still looking for it. They're still looking for it. And I did hear also, don't forget, guys, Yankees, Red Sox are on their way to London, and – I got to look at the dimensions of that field. Now, you know, don't forget, baseball fields are extremely weird shape. They're irregular. They're supposed to be like a diamond, but, it, you know, the outfields are all strange. Dead center field, 375. That will be the it will be the shortest center field porch in Major League Baseball history at 375. So, and there's only so much you can do because they're putting it in the middle of a soccer stadium. So it's interesting.
Right.
They will, though, however, and this is kind of
the over.
I'm going to take the over the juice balls. But I'm amazed that they're building this stadium inside, obviously, the soccer field there. But somehow or another, they're managing to put up protective netting when they build this field, which is shocking to me because from what I understand, it was just way too big a hassle for a lot of these major league teams to put up this protective netting. But somehow or another, the guys in London who are building this field will have no problem putting up protective netting all up and down the first and third base sides, because I guess the last thing MLB wants is a dude getting a ball off the side of the face on national television.
A European series, right.
That might be a problem. That might be a problem. All right, we got plenty to get to here as we look to make it rain for you on a Tuesday. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Come back and join us.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Nice. Very nice touch there with the Beatles. I guess that's a London reference, right? Since baseball's on its way over to London in a soccer stadium with a 375-foot center field fence. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm going to take the over there. Welcome in.
Yeah.
As we get rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri here in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network studios, Midtown Manhattan. Dane Martinez just up the road, as a matter of fact. Also here as we get ready for a week of some interesting sports. We had the College World Series going on last night, which congratulations to Michigan. If they were, they needed to win that game last night because the pitching from Vanderbilt is the guy they
That's
got.
It's a best of three, right?
It's a best of three, yeah. And they, you know, Vanderbilt's one weakness has been they couldn't hit left-handed pitching, and that was the guy they had on the mound for Michigan last night, one of the best left-handers all year in the country. So they took care of business, got game one. The guy they, they're facing tonight, this kid Kumar, a freshman from Vanderbilt, just a couple of weeks ago, threw a no-hitter against Duke here in the Super Regionals. So this kid is just nasty. So it looks like it's going to go three. I think it's going to go three unless something crazy happens. But this kid is almost unhittable as a freshman. So it'll be fun. Michigan, Vanderbilt, two teams that almost nobody thought they would have in the College World Series. But game two, getting ready to take center stage. We'll talk a little bit about that. But let's dive into the NBA awards last night. Yeah. So, really, it did feel like I was watching the European ESPYs or something along those lines last night, because not
Luka,
only
Giannis, Siakam, Gobert,
everybody is from someplace else. So they certainly not the U.S. NBA awards at all. You are looking at a completely. And if you haven't figured it out now, the NBA has done a really good job of becoming a world sport here. Something the NFL has desperately been trying to do for a very, very long time, which is, you know, why the whole London thing took shape. They own the U.S. and North America for the most part. Congratulations there. But they have not nearly had the kind of effect that the NBA has overseas. And you don't look after, I mean, just look at what you had. You mentioned Giannis, right? MVP, Doncic from Slovenia won the Rookie of the Year. Gobert from France, Defensive Player of the Year. And then Pascal Siakam, who's from Cameroon, he won the Most Improved Player. So, and this all coming off the heels of the Toronto Raptors guys winning an NBA championship in Canada. So, the NBA has far succeeded, I think. Many, you know, coming close to baseball, which of course we know on the world stage is huge, but the growth overseas for the NBA, guys, it shows. And I would not at all be surprised if you start seeing a lot more of these 18-year-old kids going, you know what? Heading overseas to play for a year or two before they start making their trek back to the the NBA. I would not at all forget college. They're going overseas, play against men, you know, refine their game. I know there was a kid this year that that actually did that. And
you even decided to do that.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see more and more doing that. So not a big surprise with Giannis last night. I don't understand the timing of the whole thing there, Dane, but it was impressive none the same. I don't think there was any big surprises. Maybe in totality, the fact that every European player won an award for the most part, and a lot of the U.S. guys, including James Harden, who apparently is a little bent out of shape that he didn't win the award. He was second again, but I don't think there was any question. Giannis was he was obviously the favorite, and he should be. He was on the best team. He was the best player on the best team, period. Forget about what happened in the playoffs. You know, for 82 games, was there anybody better than Giannis? I don't think so.
No, I agree with you. And also, when you think about it, you got to consider defense, too. And, you know, Harden could score like 35, 36 points a game. But Giannis was the far better defensive player. And last time I checked, defense also matters, you know. When you talk about the international stuff, though, Joe, you know, I really go back to I go back to the Dream Team. You know, I go back to the Dream Team in 1992 and how they really, I think, really helped international basketball when people from, you know, all over the globe could see this team of stars coming together. And there really has been no National Football League analog, you know. There was no time where kids, you know, growing up could see these stars really playing. And I really do believe the Dream Team had a lot to do with it. You are right. We had a lot of international winners. But, Joe, let's not forget to give a shout-out to our friend of the show, Lou Williams, who won the Sixth Man of the Year.
Yes.
Okay, this guy, you know, Sixth Man, he's got six girlfriends. And remember, we also said Le'Veon Bell could take a, you know, a page out of his playbook. If you remember, Le'Veon got took recently by trying to do his best Lou Williams impersonation with the two girls. So shout-out to Lou Williams also, Sixth Man of the Year. And we are, you know, we're always fans of our guy Lou Williams.
Yep, Sabonis and Montrezl Harrell, of course, from the his Clippers teammate there, were also up for the award. Gobert beat out Giannis and Paul George.
Technically, one of them has to be a seventh man?
Yeah, you would think, right?
One of them is the seventh man, then, technically, right?
Somebody's got a seventh and eighth. There you go.
Because if Lou Williams was the sixth.
I don't know how you can convince me that Giannis is a seventh or eighth man, but he is defensive. Yeah, he was right behind Rudy Gobert for defensive player of the year. And I can tell you, too, most improved, D'Angelo Russell was right behind Pascal. De'Aaron Fox, also from Sacramento, had another amazing year. So, you know, you start looking at some of these younger guys, the guys that finished second and third, Trae Young for Rookie of the Year, DeAndre Ayton from Phoenix, guys that they had incredible seasons, and certainly the talent level in the NBA looks, shall I say, they're going to be just fine, especially with the new crop, with the Zions coming in, really good stuff. And was a Budenholzer one coach of the year as well, again, as well as he should. You know, I mean, how many more games did he have to win during the regular season, especially at home, before you go, all right, this guy did a really good job. Malone, second from Denver also, and Doc Rivers, who did a amazing job with that Clippers team, a Clippers team that everyone thought was, well, dismantling, right? Selling off pieces there, kind of giving up on the the season, clearing cap space. And I think they kind of lucked into the situation of going, wow, we got rid of some ball slogs here. We look at like a better basketball team here now that we've shipped the dead weight off, and they did. And it's you know, so congratulations to the NBA, to the NBA winners last night. It's we got a lot. We got free agency coming up around the corner, which is why we'll spend some time today talking about the free agency rumor mill is churning up, and we always love to dive into some of those because it's amazing to me when you hear these rumors. You know, the BS meter has to go up. You got to give it a grading. You know, what level of BS am I hearing now? You know, because we've already heard a million stories about Kawhi Leonard, but the reality is nobody. And only a handful of guys are going, really? Because I have no idea what the hell the dude's thinking. And nobody has any idea what he is thinking. Nobody knows who he's meeting with. But we continue to be told on a daily basis exactly what Kawhi Leonard's going to be doing. Durant as well. And the noise is starting to get really loud around Kevin Durant, of course, Kyrie Irving, and will they or won't they? So there's a few things.
He bought a house in Manhattan.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Durant moved all his business operations here and his people. But, you know, listen, moving your business to the offseason to New York is not the same as moving your playing days. It's a totally different ball game. But again, everyone wants us to believe one thing or another. So to me, it's all a matter of why are people telling us this and where is it coming from? And we'll look into some of those things. But your soccer yesterday, by the way, congratulations on the U.S. victory. And I guess Megan Rapinoe, right? That was the game winner. and -250 favorites, three-way betting, including the draw after 90-plus minutes. How cool was that? But the I guess they pushed. It closes a one-point total.
Yeah, I took a minus a goal, so minus I wound up pushing there. But a lot of people had him at -1.5.
Yeah.
And if you remember, yesterday morning, I said the 1.5 scares me a little bit. I moved it to -1.
Right.
And ultimately got the push. So if you had 1.5, you got banked out.
The over also, 2.5, ended up cashing in. So what does it mean next for the U.S.? What are we looking at here today? We'll talk about that. We'll look to make it rain for you here on a Tuesday. Come back and join us at Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Dickerson had some pop and some speed when he was with San Diego. It never really worked out. Will it work out with him with the Giants? I don't know, but Duggar was just so poor. He was not playing well at all. That was one of my sleepers going into the year. I thought this is 20 steals, 250, not even coming close, and doesn't look like a major league player either. So maybe Dickerson takes the ball and runs with it.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, so where does the value lie here in the NBA? Is there anybody that we should be buying right now before the craziness happens with the free agency period? Good morning. Welcome in here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We make it rain. That's what we do. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Welcome in here, guys, on a Tuesday as we try and it's going to be crazy. I mean, let's face it, it's already crazy. The amount of the rumors and everything else that's been going on here, you know, will they, won't they? I mean, we didn't even get a champion crowned yet before the talk about who was going to stay and who's not. It's a bit crazy here in the NBA right now, which, and let me tell you something, when you have craziness like this, Dane, that means opportunity for bettors. Because of the unknown, you've got a lot of factors at work here. You've got public perception of how good a team is and what they are. You've got Vegas. Now, keep in mind, Vegas isn't trying to be perfect here. Vegas is just trying to leverage things like public perception and, you know, trying to entice people, especially public bettors, the opportunity to say, all right, you know, hey, here's a team that, you know, you like this year and is you think is going to be good next year. And, well, they throw these numbers up there, but we all know these numbers are going to change once the dominoes start falling. So the big question is, Dan, is there anything here that taking a look at right off the bat? Yeah, and the future odds. And I can tell you the one that I don't care what happens. I don't care what happens. I am taking the under on the Toronto Raptors at 52.5. And I'm going to tell you why. Whether Kawhi comes back or not, if he doesn't come back, great. Well, the under is still good to go. Even if he comes back, guys, we have seen this time and time again. These guys just played two extra months of basketball.
Right.
All right. And championship teams, we've seen this, usually the first couple of months of next season, they're not great by any stretch of the imagination. The rest of the East has now seen them, played them, teams like Milwaukee
targets
and Philadelphia. Yeah, they got targets on their back, which means they're going to get the A effort every night. Doesn't make a difference if they're playing the bottom half or the top half. But we've seen how wear and tear, especially they're not exactly spring chickens on that team. They're not the youngest of teams. There's going to be a little lull there, I think, in the first couple of months, and we've seen it time and time again. So I think if it got somewhere, if the number dropped to maybe about 47, 47.5, I would consider the over. But at 52.5, to me, I don't care if Kawhi signs or doesn't sign. The 52.5 is one of these numbers, guys, that you've got to be looking at the under, because the variance, it shouldn't matter on the number. This isn't, you know, like, the Kawhi, they're terrible. But what if he signs? Well, if he signs, they're still going to be terrible for the first couple of months. Terrible from the standpoint of there's going to be a lot of those load management games with Kawhi. They, you know, now that they've been there and done that, pacing they're going to understand is a huge, huge factor. I wouldn't expect anywhere near 52.5 wins next year for the Toronto Raptors, whether Kawhi stays or doesn't, Dane.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Also, you know, when a team wins the championship, they wind up going on the talk show circuit, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, late night with Jimmy Fallon, we'll have Kawhi and Lowry on it.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of stuff. So, and to your point, they've played an extra 2 months of a season. And a lot of these guys, you know, the Pascal Siakams of the world have never done that before. So we shall see. I think that's pretty interesting. So I agree with that on an underside. When we look at season win totals, I said it before the draft, and then I liked the haul this team got. The Atlanta Hawks, Joe, the Atlanta Hawks won 29 games last year. Their season win total has not moved since even before the draft. It is still only at 32.5. I think they can improve on last year's win total by 3 games. I liked what Trae Young was doing more in the second half of the season, coming on strong. I believe that development will continue. And they got 2 of the top 10 picks in the draft, okay, in DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish. And don't look now, but because they have this big young core, I would not be surprised if the Atlanta Hawks land a free agent. They got a lot of young talent in there. You got Vince Carter coming back for like his age 73 season. And then I would not be surprised if they land one of these kind of mid-level free agents. Remember, Al Horford used to be there. He's now on the, you know, out there on the market. So I think the Atlanta Hawks as an over would be a team that I like. And then, you know, you want to anticipate, Joe. You want to try to anticipate who might be getting players, right? So that their lines will be a lot better now than they will be in 2 weeks, you know, because they go down. And there's a few, when I look at the futures for the championship or the conferences, that I like. But I don't know if you got any other win totals you want to throw out.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. I mean, I do think Atlanta is, when it all comes together, I think they're going to be, they're going to be pretty damn good. And I think they're certainly going to be one of those 5, 6, 7 seeds, I think, you know, battling somewhere along those lines there in the East.
They're a 500 team. I mean, 32 wins, Joe. That's like 10 games below 500.
Exactly. And they're going to be a middle-tier playoff team. If not next year, certainly next year, they should be able to get 37, 38 wins, and I don't see that being a problem at all. So the over is definitely some value in there. And I don't know what to do with the Spurs. I think the San Antonio Spurs are somewhere around 45, 45 and a half. Now, they won 48 games last year. They went 26 and 15 versus teams under 500, which, of course, is typical Popovich basketball, right? You beat the teams you're supposed to beat there, guys, okay? Let's be realistic here. I don't know that they'll take a step back in free agency. I think what San Antonio does really, really well is they find the right pieces, and Popovich puts guys in places to be able to be successful. So stability of the team is extremely important. They consistently, during the regular season, they schedule and they rotate their players to win games. So this is not a Popovich never, so to speak, mails it in or sits guys or does things without a purpose, or at least without knowing he gives his team still a chance to win here. So at 45 wins, I think they can go over 45 in a heartbeat. And I can tell you, this organization, with that kind of stability, they are always going to continue to get better, whether it be free agency, some of the moves early on in this. So whatever they've got to do, they are going to be a contender. And I don't think they are happy at all getting bounced out there by Denver. And Popovich, I think he understands the value of home court. Can we admit that? So this is not a guy I don't think that's going to bail or on any sort of possible wins. He's going to beat the teams he's supposed to beat, and he's going to make the moves he needs to make in order to win games. So give me the over for sure. If you can get it at 44, I'm seeing it 44.5 to 45.5.
44.5.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can definitely see the San Antonio Spurs coming back next year, 46, 47, 48, 49 wins. They won 48 last year, and they still were 26 and 15 against teams under 500. I'm confident in Popovich coming back with a close to 50 win season.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I like Pop coming back. I think you made that. I think that's a good point. Remember, also another year with DeRozan.
Yes.
Together, I think you're right. They'll figure out. Pop will figure out the pieces he has and how to make the best out of them. They needed that home court. Remember that Denver San Antonio series. Two teams with great court advantages.
Yep.
Yo, just I got two more I want to give you. But first of all, just I mentioned the Hawks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, listen, if you think they're a fringe playoff team, Joe, then they're above 32.5.
Yes.
You know, even in the bad Eastern Conference, the eighth seed was the Detroit Pistons. They went 41-41 at 500 exactly.
Yep.
That's 41. That's way over. Even, you know, Charlotte, who was in the mix, your Miami Heat, who were in the mix, they had 39 wins, even though they didn't make it. So, I mean, I do think if you think the Hawks are going to be around and a playoff contender, over 32 is the place to be. And then, Joe, I got two teams that are at like 45 wins or 46 wins that I think is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
One, I'm going to get ahead of this. I think the Brooklyn Nets are going to land some big fish, and I'm taking the over on the Brooklyn Nets. I think there's just too much smoke for there to not be some fire here. I do believe Kyrie, KD, and remember, they got a nice little team anyway, right? And a lot of people were thinking that they were doing good things last year. They had 42 wins last year. Their over-under, I see, is at 46.5. And I think they're going to get Kyrie Irving at least. So that's one. The other, and Joe, I can't believe this. And maybe, you know, when you say the books, they hang these things to capitalize on public perception, right?
Yes.
Joe, I'm going to take the over on the Golden State Warriors, Joe.
sick man. What is wrong with you?
The Golden State Warriors are 46.5. Are you kidding me? Who thinks the Golden State Warriors are like going to be a freak? Like, that almost doesn't make the playoffs in the Western Conference. This is still Steph Curry, Draymond Green.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, guys, they'll have money to spend also, okay? And I also looked at the damn futures to win the championship, Joe.
Yes.
The Golden State Warriors are plus 1,300 to win the championship. Okay, and let me tell you something. By the playoffs next year, Klay Thompson will be back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so what we have is that team that won 73 games, right? In essence, and you're going to give me 12 or 13 to 1 on that team to get through the Western Conference again? I'll take it. You may even have KD riding it on a white horse in the cavalry coming in towards the end of that playoffs also if he wants to push it.
Right.
I have no idea how the Golden State Warriors are 46 wins and 13-1 to win the championship. Give me the over on the Golden State Warriors win total. I think people are out of their damn mind and forgetting about Steph Curry and Draymond Green and whoever else they may wind up having.
The Nets scare me, I'm not going to lie, at 47.5 wins just because the variance in what can happen to the Brooklyn Nets organization in free agency is unbelievable. You know, if Kyrie comes and Kevin Durant doesn't, you know, you've got it. The amount that they have to give up for getting just Kyrie alone doesn't make them necessarily a better team than they were last year. So there's a lot of things that scare me, a lot of things I'm happy about, but the Nets are a team I would just go, you know what, let me see what the hell happens here first before making a decision. But we'll get to more of these coming up as we make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
Yeah, we got chalk all over the place last night in Major League Baseball. That's for sure. Welcome in here, make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Yeah, it was kind of ugly last night here as the favorites went 6-1. Diamondbacks were the only dog to make any money last night for their for the backers there, and plus 123. They ended up beating the Dodgers. Greinke takes Kershaw yard last night. How do you like that? Home teams also seem to be the flavor. 6-1. The Rockies were the only road team to win. They were -115 road favorites, though. They beat the San Francisco 49ers, albeit only 2-0. It is still 2-0. Overs were 4-3 last night in MLB. Of course, the Yankees did what they do. They scored a lot of runs. They gave up a lot of runs, but they, yeah, they scored a lot of runs. 10-8 over Toronto. And if it wasn't for a late inning grand slam, we'd probably be laughing at the score right now. But Yankees win. Red Sox come from behind, do a little walk off situation there. Giolito pitched well. They both teams. Did very, very well against each other there. It certainly wasn't a cakewalk for Boston, but they have not been good at home this year. They're barely .500 in Fenway Park, a place they used to thrive on. It's not what's happening this year for them. But they continue to be looking up, and that is going to be an interesting series there because Chicago is not a cakewalk, the White Sox. The bats are starting to come around. They got some guys that can mash in that lineup, just like, you know, what seems to be every lineup here in Major League Baseball these days. But keep an eye on the White Sox, man. They are coming. But also keep an eye on the Mets because you just don't know. I don't think we've hit rock bottom here with this team just yet, Dane. But I got to tell you, if it wasn't for threatening to kill local beat reporters, we've also now are finding out, I guess, that Mickey Callaway is taking orders during the game from Brody Van Wagenen, of course, the general manager slash agent.
Agent.
Yeah, who who basically managed outside. You know, he's DeGrom's agent. He's a few other guys there. Cano and a few, yeah. So, you know, he's the agent of some other players that nobody else wanted to sign. So he's like, yeah, I'll take the general manager job. Come over. I'll sign you with the Mets. And I guess there was a start a couple of weeks back or last month, wasn't it, where DeGrom had some sort of hip issue out on the mound, and it was noticeable, but I guess the phone call came in to a trainer is what is being reported. And the trainer told him, go tell Mickey, get him out of the game. And DeGrom wasn't happy with being taken out, but apparently wasn't Callaway's decision. It was the general manager's decision. And this is what happens when you get a rookie general manager. You've got a rookie, head coach. This guy was the pitching coach of the Cleveland Indians. This is not a... Neither one of these guys has been in the positions they are for very, very long. So when you have that in a small market, these types of things can be mitigated to a certain degree. But you're in New York. And when you're in New York, that media will eat you alive the minute that they smell there's blood in the water. And stories like this are just being fed. And that's why it's important to have experience at the top, right, with Major League Baseball teams where general managers would never allow things like this to leak out. And the fact that you and I are even talking about it and that the media jumped all over it with the – and this is coming 24 hours after they had to apologize sort of about threatening to right. kill the guy from Newsday. They fined them. The Mets organization had to fine Mickey Callaway for getting into the fight, which should never happen, ever. You can't allow that kind of stuff, especially in New York. I mean, listen, if it would happen in Kansas City, if you're with the Kansas City Royals, it still would have been a big story because you just can't do that. They fined them. Everybody's calling for Mickey Callaway's head, but now you're hearing that the general manager slash agent is having some sort of effect on what Callaway does with the lineup or at least the moves that are going on the field. Now, Brody, of course, denies it, says that doesn't happen. He's got all decision. But you're going to tell me a guy you just, gave $132 million to there in the long term, DeGrom in the offseason, are you going to tell me that you didn't pick up the phone and call at least the trainer while you were watching it on TV and everyone's like, wow, DeGrom doesn't look good? Like there's right. something wrong with his – like you're going to tell me you didn't pick up the phone, call a trainer and say, get his ass out of the game. And I don't – you know, one part of me goes, I understand he's your client. He's also, as a general – your job is to protect a $132 million investment. Right. But what in the right. hell is the manager – isn't that the manager's job as well? So it's just a mess.
It's interesting because I think you know, there's a number of things at play here, okay? And if we lump them all together, that's one thing. But let me try and take them. I see three different things here, okay? One, your point about how new manager, new GM, their idea of being able to control the narrative and if things leak or not to the media, that's one thing, right? And that's slapstick, that's poor, that's novice GMing, novice managering, letting that narrative even get out to the media, especially in a place like New York. I completely agree with you on that one, Joe. There, that's a little weird, okay? The second part about, you know, the idea of, like, him, Brady calling down to, like, neuter the manager and kind of make those decisions. I think that's a little crazy. We're in this Moneyball era, you know, and the managers are, like, being told how to make the lineups and stuff like that. That's a little crazy. You know, they should just make them, the managers, be like computers to spit out win probability, right? You know, and so I agree with you. That's a little crazy. I liked my managers going on gut feel from back in the day, playing the hunch. Where's the hit and run, for God's sakes, these days? You know what I mean? However, the third point, and I think you got at this a little bit, I'm actually okay with the idea of the front office overriding a manager when it comes to protecting an asset of it for injury, right? I think that's valid, okay? I think it's okay for the team, you know, and the front office or the GM, especially, you mentioned $132 million asset that DeGrom is. I actually think it is okay for the front office to kind of, like, almost override what the manager is doing when it comes to protecting an asset via injury. Not being like, hey, you should pinch it against this guy. I think he's good against righties. That should be the manager. But I do believe the front office, when it comes to injury or protecting a kind of asset like you're talking about, I actually think that's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Again, the move, I don't mind the move. Protect your assets. I get it. Yeah, and DeGrom wasn't happy about being taken out, but the source, and this is, again, when you start having sources in there leaking, you've got to start scratching your head and going, what's going on here? Like, what's happening? There's obviously there's no, something going on here in the Mets.
The message, right? Yeah, absolutely. They're not controlling the message, right? But I don't blame a team for wanting to control their asset. You know, it's the same as, like, we pull guys after 100 pitches for a no hitter.
Yeah.
Right. Same kind of reason. You got a long term investment. I understand that. But the narrative and the communication and the media training of these guys leaves a little bit to be desired.
Yeah, it does. But what you've also got going is what they're saying is that when Van Wagenen failed to take responsibility for making that call, because let us not forget, Mickey Callaway got crushed by the media for doing it in that game, because that's when all hell broke loose, of course, and the Mets ended up losing. But the idea
he should have
that
done his own, like, said and been like, yeah. We've signed him. He's the future,
right?
A pillar of this team. So we're going to make sure we're always going to err on the side of caution when it comes to Jacob DeGrom. Like, that's a completely valid response. If he literally came out and said that, yep, I did it because we're playing the long game with Jacob DeGrom and we feel comfortable about doing so.
And that's not what he did. So now you've got guys in the clubhouse who are bent out of shape that you threw the manager under the bus. And of course, when asked, you still denied any sort of having any sort of say during the game as to what is going on. But obviously that's not going to fly because players understand exactly where the orders are coming from. And, you know, you hire a manager. These guys are, you know, they're on the road together with each other all the time. There's a bond that happens there, Dane, where they don't like it when, especially, you know, when a former, let's face it, he's an agent. He's an agent who is, you know, the idea that there is no way he's going to play favor. Would he have done it if it wasn't a client of his? You got to understand, this is what the kind of conversations guys in the locker room are going to have. Like, oh, what? You know, he's going to protect his guy? Yeah. So the whole look is just awful. And the idea that it's being leaked when already the Mets were in the headlines for all the wrong reasons about threatening to kill beat reporters and everything else. I'm shocked they didn't just fire Callaway after what he did there. I really am, because the writing was already on the wall. And this, you know, that would have been just a perfect excuse to be like, all right, you know what? It's time to go. The rumors continue to swirl. But if Van Wagenen feels that Callaway is simply a puppet of his, then why go through the aggravation? If Van Wagenen is really calling the shots, then of course he's going to keep Callaway, because Callaway is just going to check his cell phone and go, all right, what does he want me to do now? And again, rookie, you know, very new, newbie GM, former agent, and newbie first year, you know, head coach who was a pitching coach. He's destroyed. He hasn't handled the bullpen at all, well at all. You're talking about a team that is what now fourth place in the National League East. They've got
five
talent.
Games under.
Yeah, there's just so many things not going on, and there are going to be bumps in the road for new guys, and we get this, but it's New York, man. It's so hard. They smell blood, man. That's the end of it. They're just going to go. They're going for the jugular in New York. And I don't even know if this is the worst it's going to get. I really don't. I think this is going to be, we are going to continue to hear stories like this. Not, well, it'll die down and maybe, I'm talking on a weekly, if not close to daily basis. The leaking is going to continue to come to the point where something is going to have to change, whether it be a new coach or a new GM. Something is going to have to change. But I can tell you this, it's not good there. Syndergaard opening his screaming and yelling about the way the Mets do their bit. I can't imagine the dysfunction in that locker room right now. It makes it very hard to win games when everyone is finger pointing at each other, which appears to be what's happening right now.
And I think that's the key, right? Like, honestly, Joe, there may be a handful of other locker rooms in Major League Baseball where there is acrimony. We just don't know about it.
Right.
You know what I mean, Joe? And I think that's the difference, right? That ever since, Joe, remember the beginning of the year when Syndergaard felt like he could talk about the Mets had a two-game thing up in Syracuse and the field up there, remember? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. Syndergaard felt that he could say something about it, right? And so the dirty laundry is out there. Cespedes and him falling off a horse or whatever it was, right? We knew about it. We knew about the details of it. I think that's the biggest difference, okay? Because some of these things that are happening are probably happening with other teams right now, you know, worrying about favoritism, worrying about the, you know, that kind of stuff. But we don't know about it. I think, and especially you put, like you said, the New York sharks in the water kind of thing, right? Looking for in this media market. And that is where the equation is. That's the formula for a problem. That's the formula for a dumpster fire. That's the formula for the back pages of the Post. That's why we hear about an 85-year-old pitching coach, you know, and kind of being able to make fun about that as well. I actually believe that these are two separate issues, the PR of it all and the messaging and the leaking versus what's actually happening. Because protecting an asset, the front office saying that happens all the time. You know, front office is calling down to say like, oh, here's the lineup you need to run out. That happens in Major League Baseball. But the fact that it's leaking is a different story. And that's what makes it look like the Mets are, you know, novice and Bush League right now.
And that is exactly what they are. And, you know, Mickey Callaway, an apology is an apology. Don't start quoting. Well, Billy Martin used to. You can't do that to the New York media, man. They will eat you alive. Eat you alive. All right, coming up here, we'll touch base on the golf tournament here this week. We'll give you some of our plays. We'll see once again if we can make it rain for you here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and an inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Get in the game at DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Life is more fun when you have skin in the game, so test your skills at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Go to sportsgrid.com/DK to claim your risk-free $500 bet. That's a $500 risk-free bet at DraftKings Sportsbook when you go to sportsgrid.com/DK. So, head on over to sportsgrid.com/DK and claim your risk-free bet today.
Full-time fantasy.
If you draft DeGrom, you can't be upset. In today's environment, he's got a 3.25 ERA.
You can be a little upset. No, I paid like $38 for him. I'm not getting my $38 worth of value. He's been very good, but he hasn't been last year. Agreed?
Well, you cannot expect last year. He had a 1.70 ERA.
No, right. You couldn't expect it. But I'm saying, could you expect a 2.4 going into this year?
He still might get there.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Yeah, nothing but class, that Houston Rockets organization there. Goes to Twitter and posts, congrats to the new MVP, but we respectfully disagree. And then they go ahead and list a whole bunch of accomplishments by James Harden. Finished top two in MVP voting, 4 of the last 5. First player in NBA history to average at least 35 points a game, 7 assists in a single season, scored 40-plus points 28 times this season, 50-plus 9 times, and 60 or more twice. Yeah, nice. Good stuff. Yeah, another one of those. Hey, congratulations. But anytime you have a congratulations that you lead a sentence with and then but shows up, it's one of those things like, you know, with all due respect, you know what's coming. Absolutely no respect is coming. So, you know, I don't want to offend you, but here I'm going to offend you is basically right. What's going on here with the Houston Rockets. So a simple congrats to the new MVP, you know, and or James Harden's our MVP, always will be. Hey, great. I get it. Yeah, but the whole congrats to the new MVP. And by the way, you didn't even name him, okay? You didn't name him, all right? Try to be just a tad more, in tune with what's going on. Hey, congrats to Giannis, you know, the new this year's MVP. But, you know, hey, we also want to recognize James Harden, our guy. He's always our MVP. Some along those lines would have been the point would have been implied. We get it. He's your guy. But the whole congrats to the new MVP, but we respectfully disagree. Yeah. There's a reason why some people are just always a bridesmaid and never a bride. And I think James Harden falls into that category, because when you take 90 shots a game, you're probably going to go ahead and, you know, or at least 90 free throws a game. Chances are you are going to go ahead and get a lot of gaudy numbers. But I don't know if you were starting a team today and defense was actually a category you were concerned with.
Heard about?
Yeah, or heard about or actually played at all. Would you want Giannis or would you want James Harden? Because the MVP is across, isn't it not? Isn't it across of offense and defense? I don't know. Call me crazy.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And that's what I said at the beginning. The difference in defense is really what made this.
Don't see any defensive numbers here by the Houston Rockets posted, though. Shocking.
No, you will not
shocking.
Be finding those.
Yes.
Those
unreal.
Are against D'Antoni's principles,
yes.
I say.
Yes. Hour number 2 coming your way as we make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.